from KQED.
Good morning, I'm Stephen Cuevas, and this is the California Report. Once upon a time, they were only seen on Thanksgiving Day. But these days in the Bay Area, the guest of honor on your holiday table is part of everyday life, whether you like it or not. KQED's Tina Rubio has more.
Let's talk turkey. And no, I don't mean the one you may have eaten for Thanksgiving. I'm talking about the wild ones that seem to be everywhere around the Bay Area.
They're a nuisance. They're annoying. They get in the way.
Nikki Da Silva lives in Walnut Creek. She's an avid cyclist and hates these birds.
The turkeys just like to park their rear ends in the middle of the trail, and short of me running them over with my bicycle.
Which, of course, she won't do.
More for the fact that I don't want to clean up their feathers or their dead carcasses off my bike wheels.
And it seems to be a sentiment shared by others. So what's going on here? Where did this wild bird come from? And why is it on your front lawn?
This is Milagrius galopavo, which is the Latin, and it's called the California turkey.
Joseph DiDonato has been a wildlife biologist for more than 20 years in the Bay Area.
In the 60s and 70s, the Fish and Game Department decided that they wanted to increase the amount of turkeys for the sportsmen's opportunities and introduce them widely across the state.
Now places like the Lafayette Reservoir are filled with them. Tom Brackett remembers the first two that arrived.
Probably around the year 2000.
He's a park ranger with East Bay Mud.
It was creating quite a stir. People were talking about the turkeys, and did you see the turkeys today, and do you know where they are? And, well, those two turkeys had 10 or 12 turkeys.
And the rest is history. They've set up homes just about everywhere.
These birds have actually moved into our habitat. They love our golf courses, they love our lawns, they love our swim beaches, and they love our neighborhoods.
Controlling this exploding population seems an easy enough thing to do. But the turkeys are always one step ahead of us.
In order to control turkeys via hunting, you have to be able to hunt them on a spot that's available to hunting. In most of the areas where you see turkeys these days, they're in the city or in recreation areas, so you don't have the opportunity for a sportsman to come in and hunt turkeys.
So while some like the loud, slow-moving, three-foot-tall birds with sharp talons...
I like turkeys. I like their inquisitive nature, their kind of odd look. They're very beautiful and colorful.
Others...
The only good turkey is a dead turkey on my table on Thanksgiving Day.
For the California Report, I'm Tina Rubio in Lafayette.
Not everyone's got an appetite for a controversial water conservation measure being dished out at restaurants in a small Northern California coastal town. The California Report's April Demboski explains.
Jack, cheddar, or hot pepper jack.
It's brunch time at Eggheads, a restaurant on Main Street with a distinct Wizard of Oz obsession.
Do you want the fruit whipped cream?
Dishes here have names like Auntie M's pancakes and the Red Shoe Scramble. To get to the bathroom,
follow Yellow Brick Road and go to the Emerald City.
Today, tables are set with paper napkins and plastic forks, and $23 crab omelets are served on paper plates. Server Kelly Metlin says they stashed their dishes after the city declared a Stage 3 water emergency.
All restaurants are required to reduce their water usage by 30%.
The local Noyo River got so low because of the drought, ocean tides started pushing salt water upstream.
Our Noyo River is a third of our water supply, and it has a lot of contamination.
So last month, the city ordered all restaurants to trade their china and porcelain for paper and plastic. The mandate lasted 2 weeks. Managers at fancier eateries complained. The supplies were expensive, and customers were ticked off.
They did not dig it at all.
Allie Green works at Cucina Verona.
Now, if you're paying that much for a meal, then you're expecting it to be on something nicer. So it's like really like barbecue-y.
City officials backed off the mandate last month. Paper plates are now encouraged rather than required. And a few restaurants have powered through with the paper plan. Some locals like Jeff Beard have adapted just fine.
I brought my own cups to the restaurant, thing like that. So my own coffee cups.
Back at Eggheads, server Kelly Metlin says it's mainly out-of-towners who still complain.
Depending on where they're from, they're used to a certain way or a certain lifestyle. So when they come here and they see plastic, they request silverware, but we don't offer that. We took all of it out of the house.
We thought it was kind of weird and maybe, like, wasteful.
Dee Calbraith and Nigel Smith are visiting from San Francisco.
I would prefer my tea out of a glass cup.
They asked for proper cutlery.
Proper cutlery.
But when the waitress explained why they couldn't have it, Smith says they understood.
Everyone's got to make sacrifices and everyone's got to pull their weight.
Egghead says they'll continue to go all paper until the city says the water emergency has passed. For the California Report, I'm April Dimboski in Fort Bragg.
And that's the California Report for Friday, November 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman, Rob Spate, and Jim Bennett. Tina Rubio directed, Nina Thorson produced. Editors include Polly Stryker, Victoria Malione, Tucky Hendricks, and Ted Goldberg. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.